myself as somebody who's been on the council now for 8 years, working real hard. And today I'm out, I'm doing just what we're doing every weekend, going out and talking to neighbors about making the tough choices at City Hall and investing in neighborhoods. And that's why I'm here today, talking about neighborhoods, talking about jobs, and talking about a guy that's been fighting for us and a guy that you can trust to keep that progress, even when other folks want to stop that progress. And so let me come here today, say a few words, means a lot to me, and I'm delighted to answer any questions and have a great conversation. So fire away. Tell me what's happening, what's on your mind.
All right, got a question for you. Yeah. You opened your office last week here in Southeast. What is the significance of opening that office here in San Diego, and why now?
Yeah, you know, it's about inclusion. It's about letting know that everybody's going to have a seat at the table, and letting know that you have a person that's been fighting, you know, for the city to turn it around and making sure we're spending our dollars in the neighborhood. No better way I can demonstrate that than to being here, being out in the community, and to have such strong support that we got last week, particularly with so many of our ministers and pastors that stood up to endorse me. I'm feeling very proud about it. And I'm out here today, you know, firsthand, that it's all about jobs. It's all about bringing to make sure that we're putting our money in our neighborhoods.
But talking about your endorsements, could you give us a brief about the endorsements that you have gotten from some of the pastors and the people in the community?
Yeah, you know, thank you, my friend. You know, and I'll tell you, with the help of the support of people like Reverend Ricky Lassiter, who stood up and who knows firsthand what it means and the work that I've done. It's not about words. It's about the work that I've already done, about making sure we're having contracts that the city can spend here locally, making sure those contracts get to our men and women here in San Diego. And so that's what I've been talking about. That's what I've been fighting for. And that's what I'm going to do as a mayor, particularly when we're coming out of the recession, to have somebody that has the experience fighting for jobs, making sure that we're getting economic and development opportunities, particularly here on Imperial Avenue. And it's not about talking about it. It's a guy that has the track record to get it done. And I hope everybody can hear.
Oh, yeah, everybody can hear.
There you go, Mr. Coach Cruz.
Coach Cruz will be here.
I have a specific type of concern. First of all, I would like to congratulate you, because this is the first Republican in my 62 years of being in San Diego.
Yes, sir.
That has ever opened the office in Southeast San Diego. And I think that's highly commendable.
Thank you,
Governor. I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, but I do recognize that. And I know David went into the lines then, and I can see that you're a man of courage, and I appreciate that. We may not agree, but I respect
it. Thank you.
Okay. Here's my concern. And my family.
Yes, sir.
I've been working in this community. My father was a coach to Judge Gillum and Napoleon Jones. My brothers served at Lincoln High School, Coach of the Year, Coach Marcus Allen, Kevin Mitchell. I've coached the only world champion I've ever had in San Diego, Bobby Paul Bay. So you know that my family is in athletics. I have a particular concern because even though it's 2014, a lot of our young people still see athletics as a viable alternative. God bless the YMCA, God bless the Boys Club. They do an outstanding job in keeping the good kids on the right track. I was employed with the YMCA. Everything that you see down there now, myself, a gentleman named Vernon Stockton, wrote the proposal for way back in the 1970s. Here's my concern. For the last, since 2008, I've been working on getting this right across from the police substation. There's a vacant property that was zoned to be a fire station later on down the road. In the interim, I've been working to get that developed into a youth center specifically designed to take a hands-on approach to our youngsters, one-on-one situation, and guide them all the way through college. This is what my family has done. And the YMCA's boys clubs and everything else doesn't do that. I particularly came to the city because to do that type of work in a commercial environment would be too cost effective for the young people in this community. They just can't do it. I can't charge $150, $200 a month for the young people.
Right.
I can't even do, for the young people I'm trying to reach, I can't charge the fees that the YMCAs are charging. Those are too prohibitive. I'm in the sport of boxing. I teach street tough youth who want to fight. They want to fight. They want to put their hand in somebody's face. What I do is I facilitate that, and I put it in a forum that is legitimate and a forum that they can see themselves grow, and then we get the educational tools to take them through college and everything, with financial grants and everything. So that's my passion, okay? In approaching the city, a lot of people talk about Bob Fielder and whatever, and I don't like those campaigns because Bob Fielder was the only one to try to help. He was accessible. I gave him my paperwork that I've been working with the city since 2008. He looked at it and said, Robert, this is dumb. He said, the city's not going to do anything with this property, but yet they don't want anybody else to do anything with it either. That's stupid. Let's get this ball going. We got the ball going, and they worked very hard. But then at the last minute, our new councilwoman, Myrtle Cole, decided to put a stop to it for whatever reason. I've written her several letters with no response back. Okay? I need to know. Because here's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to get shot. Some kid's going to get killed. And then everybody in the community is going to come together and say, well, what needs to be done? I don't like to attend those meetings. I hate those meetings because all it is everybody vents, and then everybody walks out the door, and then it's business as usual. No politician other than Bob Fielder, he just had a penis problem, I'm sorry to say that, other than Bob Fielder wanted to take that step of putting himself on the line. If someone's going to get my vote, you can talk about jobs, okay? But whoever you build that infrastructure for, be it Food for Less, be it anybody else, they're gonna employ who they want to employ. And a lot of times those lot of mills are not people in our community. They're not people who have faces like us. They, a lot of times they employ people from outside. So just creating jobs, that fixing cracks in our street, that's good. But what I'm here to do is try to align with somebody who's going to fix the cracks in the character of our young people. Somebody who's going to stand up and do something like that. That is my passion. I'm going to tell you, people don't understand. You may think, I know most of these people have a different perspective, but you coming into our community, you may think, well, it's just baseball, it's just basketball or football. This is a lifestyle to us. Okay? And when a person falls out of that situation, they go back to street crime, I mean, it changes the dynamic of their life. One story. I was up in Los Angeles doing my program, 1984 Olympic Games. I was a training site director of 1984 Olympic Games. There was a young kid who came to me and wanted to be on my staff. He was on my staff, and then I took an interest in this young man, and he came to live with me for about 8 months. I wanted to come back to San Diego because I went to a divorce and my kids were here in San Diego. I came back to San Diego, and during that time, our organization broke up, okay? I couldn't find a stronghold in San Diego because San Diego just is not youth friendly. I could not find a stronghold. During that interim time, that young man got in one of the biggest reported situations that ever happened in San Diego. That gentleman was Sagan Kim. I don't know where you stand on that. That was a good boy. I know him. He lived with me. I would not have taken him in my house if that wasn't a good kid. But because we cannot do anything in San Diego to help our young people, kids like that, fall through the cracks. kids that can't afford the YMCA.
Yeah, I remember that. And Saddam was very well defended by the community because he stood for justice.
That's
and
the
one
only
of the
thing
things that this brother's been doing for so long, I want to point that out, is he's been saving these young people through sports and through boxing. Right. I think one of the things, as a new mayor of this city, that we need to give support and give attention to people like Robert Coons, who's an unsung hero, and all the things that he's doing. You know, and I want to thank Mario for this opportunity to meet. Mario, you stepping up. This is a grassroots urban leader. As we talk today with a couple of folks, the black presidents of different organizations getting together to have one agenda. And the agenda, regardless of who's in office, and I think that Kevin's going to be a business leader, he's going to be labor-friendly, and he's going to do the things that we need to do. But I think that this is a great opportunity, and I hope that, you know, you can give us a little time after you're here. But let's hear from Kevin to see what it is that you think in the sensitivity.
With all due respect.
Yes, sir, Brother Robert.
Coach is still going.
Yeah, we're going to have to wrap that up, Robert, because we got some other people that want.
I'm trying. Y'all got to bear with me. I'm 62 years old.
I know. We wrecked it.
I'm trying to get on the elevator, don't go all the way to the top. I got to think about what I'm saying.
A little punch drunk, too, huh?
Been in pressure situations. This ain't one of them. So we have, what I'm saying, what the bottom line is this. We have a lot of blight in our community. Places that are not being used for anything. That was just one. We have them off of the freeway. We have them all through our community, just pockets. The old libraries, both of them. The old Choya's nursing. There's just places that are just sitting dormant that the city won't use and the city doesn't want anybody else to use. How can someone, or people like myself, people in this community, access those types of property so we can do something for our young people in this community where they don't have to spend $100, $200 a month to get in something viable?
Yeah. Thank you, Coach. And thank you for your words, and I appreciate what you're saying about our office. And demonstrating that it is going to be inclusion. Let me also agree, what you're talking about and how long it's been taking you, I hate to hear that. We can't have that happen, because when we have pieces of property that good folks are trying to do good things with, we have to be helping from the city to help you be successful and not have the bureaucracy give you 18 ways to Friday why it can happen. That is one of the things that frustrates me the most. As a guy who's been on the council and pushing hard, making some of these changes, and now when I'm successful to be mayor, I have the ability to make those changes and make them quickly, to your point, to offer opportunities for our youth. And I'm with you on what the YMCA does and how important that is. So you're going to have a champion in me to cut the red tape, to cut that bureaucracy, so you can do what you need to do. But more than that, have a mayor that recognizes that it's important to begin with. And my team, my folks, are going to be able to help. And that's why I think we're taking this message out to every single place. And it's about investment. Let me just close on that. To make sure that we're attracting folks that want to invest their dollars and know that when they go through the city, they're going to have the ability to do that and to get through that process quickly.
Okay. Go ahead.
One more question. Chargers play tomorrow.
Chargers play tomorrow.
And
Chargers going to win tomorrow.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Super Bowl in San Diego 2003.
A young man liked it. I like that. That's good.
Super Bowl 2003 was very profitable for a lot of people here in San Diego, especially small business like myself, because I did profit from it. 2007.
Yes, sir.
Corporations came in and kind of, you know, squeezed us out. The stadium is number one for my question. Are we getting that stadium for the Chargers, and can we get another Super Bowl back here in San Diego?
Well, let me just say, Chargers are important. Chargers are important to the whole region. They're important to the whole city. And they're going to do great tomorrow in Denver. I'm not worried about the cold. Chargers are going to do it. And I'm less concerned about where a stadium may or may not be located, but more concerned that any financing plan has to protect us as taxpayers. Because of the things that we've been talking about, our streets, our sidewalks, getting more police officers on the street, making sure our libraries and rec centers are open, those are important. Chargers are important as well. And as mayor, I'm going to make sure I'm working to make sure a plan protects us as taxpayers. And by working together, I think we can get that done. Great, great question. Great question. And put San Diego's to work.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Any other thoughts, guys?
Any other thoughts? Nobody? Okay, this is Shop Talk. We're here to talk. I guess I'm going to have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Grassroots organizations like 100 Strong, Hamid and myself, we actually came together today because we're looking at bringing all the leaders of all these different